More in the news with the partial shutdown of the federal government, we've been getting inquiries about how this affects areas of work in Ames that are connected to federal programs. People are wondering, where in Ames is this showing up? Where are people not being able to go to work? And it's a good question and a good opportunity to understand a little bit better how local major institutions function here in our community, as well as how the government functions. Of course, one place being asked about was the U.S. Department of Energy's Ames Laboratory at Iowa State University. So on Friday, Dr. Adam Schwartz, the director, spoke with me by phone, and I asked him if the partial federal government shutdown is affecting operations at the Ames Lab. Here's Director Schwartz.
The partial government shutdown is having absolutely no impact at this time on Ames Laboratory. We continue to conduct our science and operations without any interruption. We are almost solely funded through the Department of Energy. That's a huge advantage for Ames Laboratory. The Department of Energy remains open because their budget was appropriated and signed by the president. The Department of Energy fiscal year 2019 appropriations bill was approved by Congress and signed by the president back in September. Same thing with the Department of Defense. Those two agencies and a few others remain completely open, completely operational. All of those federal employees continue to do their jobs, and they are providing the oversight that DOE typically applies to its national laboratories like Ames Laboratory.
When you say that it's appropriated, what does that mean?
There are a dozen or so government agencies. When Congress goes through all of their budget negotiations and discussions, sometimes every single agency gets their budget all at one time. That's typically called an omnibus appropriation. Other times, like what happened for fiscal year 19, which started for the government in on October 1st, they split out different agencies. And in this year, Department of Energy, Department of Defense, a few other departments within the federal government, their budget bills went through Congress. They were signed into law and then signed by the president. Appropriated means that it was signed into law so that the federal government is permitted to provide funds agreed upon by Congress and ultimately signed by the president. That's what appropriated means. There were other government agencies, I think Department of Homeland Security, I think Department of Agriculture, although I'm not positive. National Science Foundation is part of one of the agencies that did not have a budget bill that was approved by Congress and signed by the president. Those agencies who do not have a budget, those are the ones that are in the partial government shutdown. Many or most of the employees within those agencies are not currently working, although there's some law enforcement and in other agencies, other critical services that those federal workers continue to be paid. So those agencies whose budgets are signed into law, those federal workers continue to work as if it's just a typical year.
If an agency's budget has been approved by Congress, they'll go ahead and continue to function during something like this.
That is correct. Exactly right. So that's why Department of Energy, there has been little or no impact whatsoever on the Department of Energy federal workforce or any of the contractors that work with or for the Department of Energy.
So the Ames Lab is nothing has changed?
For Ames Lab, nothing has changed. We have a good solid budget for this year. We continue to do our science and looking forward to a good year. So in the case of the Department of Energy, they have a budget. They have employees who are able to distribute those funds, and those funds have been distributed to Ames Laboratory, the other national laboratories and universities and other places that received the Department of Energy funding.
Thank you very much for speaking with me on Friday afternoon.
I appreciate you giving me a call and giving me a chance to talk about what the impacts of this partial government shutdown are this year. And in our particular case with the Department of Energy, we are fortunate and we are operating as if that part of government is open, which it is.
You've been hearing from Adam Schwartz, who's director of the Ames Laboratory. Sarah Nusser is the vice president for research at Iowa State University, and I asked her next what the effect the shutdown is having on research at Iowa State. Mr. Schwartz mentioned that not all of the areas for science research grants were being covered by the Department of Energy, so we were wondering, and a number of people asked the station, too, like what exactly is happening to Iowa State. So we started our conversation with the importance of federal funding for research at Iowa State University.
We receive about $170 million each year from the federal government, so it's an important source of research funding. Federal funding represents 70 to 75% of our research funding. We receive federal funding for other areas as well, but very important to the research side.
The National Science Foundation didn't have the appropriation that the Department of Energy had.
Ames Laboratory is funded by the Department of Energy, and that agency was funded earlier in the fall, as was, for example, the National Institutes of Health. So any sort of awards that we might get from Department of Energy or the National Institutes of Health would still be flowing through. And agencies such as the National Science Foundation, NASA, and other agencies that don't have funding where their bills have not gone through yet, those are the agencies where the federal staff are not present and we don't have transactions with them at this time.
Is that affecting Iowa State?
At this point, it's pretty minimal because we are still on winter break, so people are starting to trickle back. And when we have these federal shutdowns for agencies that are not funded, and part of them are funded, we are allowed to work as long as we have funds available from the awards that we have been given. All of these agencies have enabled us, you know, broadly to continue work, even mm-hmm. though they don't have staff working right now. The research is continuing because when awards are provided to us, we're given authorization to spend. They have not rescinded that authorization. So if there isn't a stop work order, then people can continue. And that's generally the situation when we have a budget impasse like this.
What exactly is a stop work order do?
When we are given awards, we are given basically permission to spend money against the award. It is possible for an agency to say that they would like you to stop work. But really, we have very, very little of this happen during these kinds of budget breakdowns. We do not generally get very many of those during this time period.
As somebody who's not involved with this, this is what I'm picturing. Tell me if it's correct. Somebody gets a grant, and so they're essentially spending money against what they've been awarded, and that at some point down the line, they are going to issue a report and get reimbursed by the federal government. Is that, am I thinking of this correctly? And so
yes.
Right now it's not an issue because that is down the road anyway, and they haven't been told to stop spending money. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a good synopsis. The other kinds of things that can't happen are if, for example, an agency has decided before the federal shutdown that they wanted to fund a project, we will not receive that funding until after the shutdown has completed. We also can't send bills into agencies that are affected. So it slows down the process, but it doesn't generally bring us to a halt.
When things like this happen, is there a lot of communication about this with Washington, D.C., or is it not even possible because there's not enough people to talk to?
Well, we cannot communicate with the agencies that are shut down currently.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they need to communicate with us, they will. But generally, we proceed knowing that we have funds authorized to spend
mm-hmm.
until they issue what I talked about earlier, the stop work order, which generally does not happen.
No news is good news.
Yes, very much so.
And are we talking about mostly scientific research, or are there many different types of research that we're really looking at?
The vast majority of this is scientific research.
Mm-hmm. Is there concern about this possibly affecting research in the near future, or are people pretty confident that they can keep working?
At this point, I think it's just so early in the process that there has not been a lot of concern expressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the concern comes with individuals that are close to the end of their award, and maybe they're expecting a second award to be given. So if their funds are running out and they were expecting to receive another amendment to the award, then they might experience some difficulties if their funds run out before the budget is passed.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, at this point, we really don't have much of that happening. And if this goes on for a long time, the impact would be rolling out relatively slowly because there's a lot of different federal funding awards under these agencies with different performance periods, different budget amounts. And so this would be more of an incremental process of how the impact would be felt. The flow of these federal funds happens over time. When it arrives is not necessarily predictable, and it's really what happens over an entire year that matters. So we really hope that the government works together in order to move things forward before we do experience an impact.
Thank you so much for calling me at 5:30 on a Friday night. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for reaching out. Take care. Bye-bye.
And this is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm your host, Ursula Rudenberg, and thanks for listening in. You were just hearing from Sarah Nusser, who is the Vice President for Research at Iowa State University. She was explaining that ISU research seems to be able to continue with very little interruption through the government shutdown, as well as the Ames Lab. The Ames Disease Laboratory, the Animal Disease Laboratory, however, is under the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they have not fared as well. We've gotten some questions about what's happening to them, so we called them to find out, and we got a lot of phone messages basically saying, not answering our phone, not looking at our email, and sounding a little bit beleaguered, actually, to the point we wanted to record it to play on the air, but we weren't sure if that was legal or not. So they are not working. So we drove out to the animal disease labs. We were wondering exactly how that works. They do have a lot of animals out there. And we spoke to one of the guards and at the gate of the compound. And he gave us, he put us in contact with Ed Kirtlett, who's Director of Public Affairs. And it's kind of a contradiction in terms. He said he's not working, so he can't really speak to us because he's not working. But he was kind enough to send us an email with a statement that said critical diagnostic testing for animal health emergencies and program diseases is continuing out at the center. And staff is there to ensure that animal vaccines and diagnostic test kits needed are approved for release by manufacturing companies, and there is staff to care for and feed the animals and ensure safety and security of the facility and the campus and the employees that are still working. Thank you to Ed Kirtlett for giving us that information and our thoughts with all the people that work for the USDA here in Ames.